We'll begin with a prayer. Holy Spirit, we ask that you guide us now as we meditate upon a precious section of your word, and pray that you would strengthen our faith in your Son as we grow in grace and knowledge of him. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We'd like to begin by welcoming those, as we usually do, welcoming those who are listening in here and worshiping with us via the speakerphone, and also those who will be receiving CDs of the sermons in the coming weeks. And especially this morning, those of you who are here, visitors, and Caitlin and Joshua. The words we've chosen are from Deuteronomy chapter 3, the 24th verse, words of Moses. In the King James Bible, the verse reads this way: O Lord God, thou hast begun to show thy servants thy greatness and thy mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to thy works and according to thy might? The Amplified Bible translates the opening phrase this way: O Lord, you have only begun to show your servant your greatness and your mighty hand. Shortly after his 80th birthday, one day Moses was following the flock out in the wilderness, and he came to the backside of the desert, and an amazing thing happened there that changed his life. It's recorded in Exodus chapter 3, the opening verses. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh thither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. The Hebrew word tells us it was a thorn bush. And the reason why it wasn't consumed is because it was a type of Jesus Christ, who, wearing a crown of thorns one day, would be nailed to the tree and suffer for the sins of the world, paying the price for us all. But the bush was not consumed. Now, it was right here at the burning bush that if we didn't know better, we would have thought the words that Moses spoke in the text we just read were spoken at the burning bush. O Lord, you have only begun to show your servant your greatness and your mighty hand. Because you see, Moses hadn't seen much of the greatness of God for the first 80 years of his life. We all know the story. It's a favorite of little children. How Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months by his parents because Pharaoh had decreed that every little baby boy among the Hebrews should be drowned in the river. Well, they hid him for 3 months, his mom and his dad. And when they couldn't hide him any longer, they made for him a little ark of bulrushes. And they placed the little baby in that ark, took it down undoubtedly by divine guidance. Why else would they do this? Put him in the very river where he was supposed to be drowned. and his sister stood by to watch to see what would happen. Well, you know the story. The daughter of the man who decreed this little baby should die, his own daughter, came down to the river, and she saw the ark, and she sent a maid to fetch it. And she opened it up, and she looked inside, and there was a little baby. And the babe wept. And God used that weeping of a little baby to touch the heart of Pharaoh's daughter. And so she saw to it that he was taken back to his mother to be nursed until he was weaned, then taken into the house of Pharaoh's daughter herself to be raised in the land of Egypt, right under the nose of the very man who said he should die. So Moses, first 40 years of his life, he was educated in all the knowledge of the Egyptians. And when he looked around and saw his own people, they were slaves. And they were treated very bitterly. That's what Moses saw for the first 40 years of his life. There wasn't much of the greatness of God in that he could see. And then one day, he saw one of the Egyptians beating one of his own brothers. And he stepped in and killed the Egyptian, feeling that his own brothers would rally behind him and he could lead them out. They didn't. Instead, Pharaoh found out about it. And Moses had to flee for his life. And he spent the next 40 years of his life following the sheep out in the wilderness. And he probably didn't see much of God's glory and power and majesty out there either, until he came to the burning bush. And that's when I would have thought he would have said, "Lord, we have only begun to see your servant. You have only begun to show your servant your greatness and your mighty hand." Because we know what followed. God sent Moses down into Egypt, and there was a face-off between him and Pharaoh. "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go." That's what Moses said to Pharaoh. Pharaoh said, "I know not the Lord God of Israel, neither will I let his people go." So the line was drawn in the sand. And then God worked 10 plagues. Moses saw God working in his power and might and majesty. 10 plagues hit the land of Egypt. And finally, Pharaoh was brought to his knees. He let the people go. They went down by the Red Sea. They were camped there. Pharaoh had a change in heart, which for him was not abnormal. Decided to follow them with the most powerful army in the world. They're trapped against the shores of the Red Sea. Moses saw God's power. Sea parted. Children of Israel walked through on dry land. Pharaoh followed with his army. The most powerful army in the world was destroyed beneath the waves of the Red Sea. Moses saw that. And there was more. They got out in the wilderness. There was a cloud that led them for 40 years, showing them where to go. It turned into be a pillar of fire by night, so they weren't walking in the dark. There was manna that came down to feed these people every single day. Moses saw that. He saw more than that. He saw water come from the rock out in the desert wilderness, where water was extremely scarce and precious. And he defeated Zion in Og. So, you know, if Moses had said, "O Lord, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy greatness," if he had said that by the burning bush, this would all figure out really nicely. The burning bush is the beginning, and all these plagues and everything else followed. That's not when Moses spoke these words. That's where the surprise comes in. Moses spoke the words in our text. They're recorded not in the book of Exodus. They're recorded in the book of Deuteronomy, which was the last book Moses wrote under inspiration of the Holy Spirit before he died. Moses was in the 120th year of his life when he wrote these words. And after seeing all these things that unfolded down in Egypt, All these things we just mentioned. After seeing all that, he said to God, "You have only begun to show your servant your greatness." Moses was looking ahead. He was looking into eternity. When Moses died, he died in Mount Peor, and he was buried by God. And no one was there. Nobody knew where Moses was buried, only God. But that's not the last we hear of Moses. When the Son of God took Peter, James, and John up on top of the mountain, it was mysteriously metamorphosized, transfigured before them, and assumed his glorified body, who appeared up there with him? Moses and Elijah. And Moses saw more of the glory and power of God on top of that mount. And he's going to see a lot more of it because the best is yet to come, even for Moses. Now, Joshua and Caleb, you've made a good start in life. This is a very important day for your parents and for us and for you. It's another step along the way. But that's all it is. It's not the end of anything. It's only the beginning. You were Christian people before you started taking the confirmation class. You're Christians now. What we hope developed during that time is that you were growing in grace and knowledge. And that's why our emphasis has been on studying Scripture. And this isn't the end of anything. It should only be the beginning. That's what we want for you today, the beginning. And as you grow older and older and older, and you keep studying this word, meditating upon it by day and by night, you're going to see more and more and more and more of the glory of God. And then finally, when it's your turn to be offered, if Christ doesn't come first, which he may, but if it's your turn to be offered in death, well, then you'll be able to say the same thing Moses did the very day you die. Lord, you've only begun to show us your majesty and your power. This is just a beginning. Eternity is out there. We haven't seen anything yet. The manna in the wilderness was a beautiful picture of the Word of God, which the children of Israel went out every single day and picked it. And that's what the Word of God is to you. You don't store it up for 2 days or a week or whatever. You do it every day. This is how it works. Give us this day our daily bread. And the blessing I have for you is in the opening words of Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And here's how it ends up. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. This is our blessing for the two of you. We'll now continue the service by singing hymn number 649. This was the hymn that was a favorite both to Caitlin and Joshua. Jesus, Savior, pilot me.